Ross Stevens. Thousands of firefighters are spending a second weekend battling scores of fires burning across Victoria while smoke hovers across the weekend. The state's highest risk bushfire in the Bunyip State Park east of Melbourne has scorched about 15,000 hectares and still remains out of control. The blaze has claimed 29 homes, damaged two others and destroyed 67 outbuildings. A watch and act remains in place for Beenak, Gentlani, Tonnambuc and Tynong North east of Pakenham. The Prime Minister and Federal Opposition Leader have flown into New South Wales to support the Liberal and Labor state election campaign launches. Scott Morrison will join Premier Gladys Berejiklian at the Liberal campaign launch in Sydney South West today, ahead of the March 23 poll. Meanwhile, Bill Shorten will speak at the New South Wales Labor campaign launch, also to be held in Sydney South West, at Reesby. Controversial British right-wing commentator Milo Yiannopoulos is set to visit Australia again, with Immigration Minister David Coleman preparing to override Department of Home Affairs advice he should be banned. The speaking tour will proceed, despite Mr. Yiannopoulos owing Victoria Police $50,000 to cover policing at a Melbourne event in December 2017, during which up to 500 left-wing protesters clashed with about 50 right-wing activists. Labor's Penny Wong told the ABC the government has simply rolled over.
Home Affairs Department itself said he shouldn't come, that it was a bad idea, it wasn't good for national cohesion. But let's be clear, what's happened is that some right-wing commentators have got angry about it, so the Prime Minister and Scott Morrison and the Liberal Party have decided to change their mind.
Police in Tennant Creek have charged a 38-year-old man over sexual offences involving a child under 16. Police say the man, an Indonesian national, groomed his victim over several months. The man was arrested in the Northern Territory town and his home was searched with his mobile phone and cannabis seized. He's remanded to appear in Alice Springs local court on Monday. In Venezuela, thousands of people have been out in the streets protesting on a day of rival rallies. In Caracas, police have fired tear gas at supporters of the opposition leader, Juan Guaido, who declared himself interim president in January. President Nicolas Maduro has also urged his followers to join in demonstrations. This from the BBC's Will Grant in Caracas.
Following a nationwide blackout which lasted more than 24 hours, many are angry at what they see as government incompetence and corruption and will take to the streets to make their frustrations heard. Opposition leader Juan Guaido is keen to keep up the pressure on President Nicolas Maduro, who he believes could fall at any time. But government supporters will be mobilized too. After the power cut, President Maduro's cabinet has tried to show a united front.
A new report reveals Australians are ditching their credit cards, with more consumers opting for the so-called buy now, pay later schemes. In just 4 years, Australians have opened up 1.8 million buy now, pay later accounts, taking a sizable chunk out of the Australian credit card market. Simon Bly from Ilion says credit cards have reached their peak, while new forms of payment are proving popular, especially with millennials.
Well, if I was a bank, I'd be very focused on the relevance of my products to young Australians. Over half of all buy now, pay later customers are under 30. But if you look at the 14.8 million Australians who've got credit cards, only about 10% of those are under 30.
This is Air News. First, the AFL and Premiership points weren't on the line, but when Richmond needed someone to stand up, skipper Trent Cotchin delivered. The Tigers came from 40 points down at half-time to beat Hawthorn in Launceston last night in the club's final pre-season trial. Cotchin was the linchpin in the last term, kicking two goals in the dying stages, including one on the run off the centre clearance to finish with 24 possessions. After being held goalless in the second quarter, Richmond kicked 12 majors after the main break to win 14-11-95 to 13-9-87. Rugby League and Tom Trbojevic is ready to take his game to new heights this season after coming under the tutelage of his Manly number one predecessor, Brett Stewart. The Prince of Brookvale's return to the Sea Eagles as part of Des Hasler's revamp of their backroom and football department. Trbojevic is set to be the main beneficiary. Stewart, considered one of the Northern Beaches club's all-time greats, has returned in a mentoring and ambassadorial role. In golf news, Australia's Nick Cullen will head into the final day of the Qatar Masters just one shot off the lead after posting a 4-under par 68 at Doha. Cullen cutted five birdies to sit second alongside Spaniard Nacho Elvira, Frenchman Mike Lorenzo Vera, and South African Eric Van Rooyen on 9-under. And that's a shot behind clubhouse leader Oliver Wilson. In racing, Glenn Schofield's been fined $1,000 for a run-in with James McDonald following the Randwick Guineas. Schofield rode Purple Sector, who copped a hefty bump mid-race and eventually trailed the field by more than 30 lengths. Schofield fronted McDonald, who rode Arameo, and gave him a shove, but it was Josh Parr on third place Nikita Jain who caused the interference, and Parr's been suspended. Australian Independent Radio News.
Sky Sports Radio has your perfect start to a winning day. Racing HQ is the complete package of all the day's vital racing information.
She'll get a lovely run just in behind the speed.
She's got a win in her very soon.
From 10, we'll preview the major New South Wales meet. And you'll hear from all the newsmakers, trainers, jockeys and owners. Racing HQ is required listening every morning on Sky Sports Radio.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Tab's got you covered for the country and provincial championship qualifiers. Place a fixed odds win bet on any qualifier this weekend, and if your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Sky Sports Radio. Welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Well, there's a snapshot of your weekend sport, isn't it? I hope you're having a great start to your Sunday morning. A little bit of a change for people today. You know, look, I know Ray Thomas is probably listening somewhere out there in the ether, but it's a pleasant change, I must say. Oh, welcome to the studio, Dave Stanley.
Good morning, Jimmy Smith. Good morning, everyone. You're looking forward to it. Good morning to Ray as well. It's always tough when you're the filling in for a man of Ray's stature in the racing community, and for a bloke that has perfect hair, I don't have very good hair at all.
No, that's right.
It's losing, it's going, it's disappearing. But no,
yes.
Great, good to be here, and what a day of racing yesterday, which we're going to talk all about today.
We have got a massive program lined up for ourselves today and for the listeners. Gerald Ryan will be on very shortly, trapeze artist, absolute star. We're going to have a chat with Joe Pride, ball of muscle, a great win for him. We're going to chat with Jason Riles. The NRL kicks off on Thursday with a huge game. Much interest in this one because of the storylines that are around it. But Melbourne Storm assistant coach Jason Riles, of course, the Storm up against the Broncos. I can't believe the price of the Bronx on that one, to be honest. So I appreciate your crew down there at tab.com.au offering up $2.35 for the Bronx. Zorba will have his say on what's been another very tough week for the National Rugby League. We'll have our event cinemas quiz. Just a score update, Dave, you'll be representing Ray Thomas today.
Right. But I've heard he wrought this call.
Oh, whoa.
Right off the top. I mean, we're in 9 minutes.
Strong accusation.
No, but I've just heard it's a complete rort. And you shifty when it comes to this. So I'm just going to be monitoring this as a,
closely, are you?
Well, I've just been told Ray actually gave me the tip during the week. So just watch him. Of all the things with the program, just watch him with the quiz because he's, you know.
Present score is I'm on 5, Ray's on 4 after Ray got out to a flyer, being able to peg him back. And you're right, there has been some elements of controversy during the course of the last couple of weeks. So the Event Cinemas quiz will be on again. Karen McAvoy will be our China Doll feature interview of the morning. Just incredible. We'll get to that very shortly on.
So you'll have to fill me in about that, because I saw China Doll and I thought, what is this?
What did you think?
Is it the new autumn menu or something we're talking about? I didn't know. I just saw the rundown. I saw China Doll and I went, okay, what's all this about?
Well, we'll get to that very shortly as well. But there's a new sponsor on board, not just for us either. We have been able to partake in some of the niceties down there at Woolloomooloo.
Jeez.
But for the listeners as well.
Okay.
$150 voucher.
Jeez.
Yes.
Gee, that's very good.
Yes.
That's extraordinary.
We've had winners from Port Macquarie, and we say, oh, you sure you want it? They say yes. They say yes.
It is good down there, isn't it?
Oh, it's magnificent. To Steve and the team down at China Doll, we were there 2 weeks ago. Absolutely outstanding. Brooke Hansen, the Olympic legend, the Olympic gold medalist, the world champ, former world record holder. She's our legend of the game today. So we're looking forward to having a chat with her. We'll go through the A-League and the EPL with Phil Moss. Liverpool. It's so funny. It's so funny. Is your English Premier League soccer?
Well, I did support Manchester City as a kid when we had the old Sven Eriksson, and they were horrific. They couldn't win a game. And then we've got all the money. So now you tell people you sort of support Man City and they think you're just jumping on the bandwagon.
Right.
Liverpool, what is doing? They were $1.30.
Yes.
At one stage to win. And can we say the wheels have fallen off?
Yes, we can. And we can say it with a little bit of glee, too, here, given the fact that Ray Thomas and Phil Moss are both Liverpool supporters.
I'm very surprised. Of all the seasons that it looked like they were going to break through, for that long drought it was, it looked like this. Now, look, there's still a bit of water to go under the bridge, or they could still win it.
Yes. But they won't, which is so satisfying. Australia had a win on Friday night, which was good in the ODI. Virat Kohli scored his 41st one-day international 100. He's just a freak, that guy, Dave.
Did you see the DRS now on Twitter? I saw a lot of it on social media. Mark Waugh actually tweeted it out.
Yes.
Where the ball seems to land in a different spot to what the DRS is suggesting. Now, it probably still would have been out.
Right.
But surely, from a integrity point of view, that's not. I mean, it's 2019,
isn't it?
Well, I don't think it's appropriate for 2019 that the DRS isn't working properly, or doesn't appear to be working properly.
Well, just another issue there. But aren't they back in the series, aren't they? They're back in the series. 2-1, India lead. Two games to play in that one. The Waratahs 28 points to 17. Over the Reds, so that's 10 straight wins for them. The biggest issue coming out of that one, SCG, which is going to be home to the Roosters and the Rabbitohs on Friday night, the turf was cut up very badly. I know the scrums are very different in rugby union to what they're going to be in rugby league, but not a good sign at the SCG that's going to get so much traffic in 2019 with the demolition, or maybe not, of Allianz Stadium.
What's the policy, or what's the thought process from the Swans? Because the Swans are the main side there, and have been, and surely with in agreements with the trust and, you know, behind the scenes, they would have invested the most out of all the sporting teams that play at this. I'm just sort of thinking, you know, they would have invested, they'd have to obviously pay a fee to play there, wouldn't they, over the last so many years?
Yeah.
Now the other teams come along and sort of...
Well, they have to.
Yeah.
Conveniently.
But if you're the Swans, surely, you know, your field, the AFL, you're going to play at a certain standard.
If you're Tommy Harley at the Sydney Swans, you're on the phone straight away to the trust saying, hang on a minute, what sort of issues are we going to have when we start our season? Because that is not acceptable. And you're right, they've been long-term tenants. And to see the ground cut up in that way at the start of what's going to be a very busy year is very concerning. We'll take your thoughts on that. 13:53:53. Now, there's been a lot of stuff during the course of the week, and I know Laurie Daly's been involved in it. And we're talking about the more off-field scandal for the National Rugby League. There was an embarrassing situation where the no-fault stand-down policy that I was critical of last week, well, actually wasn't in place. So as a result of that, it couldn't be discounted because it didn't exist. So now it's been drafted. So we can... finally go back to court with Jack DeBellin and see whether what they have done with the drafting of the no-fault stand-down policy is actually acceptable and legal. From his point of view, the reports over the last couple of days, it's going to cost him an enormous amount of money to clear his name, but he feels very strongly about this. So it's, once again, the NRL are left with mud on the face, a black eye, an embarrassment about what they haven't done in preparation of this. It seems like policy on the run again from the National Rugby League. So disappointing from a administration point of view, Dave.
I don't like getting involved in this conversation just because I know that if you or I were in the same position...
As who?
Jack.
Mm.
Tabcorp or Sky Racing or Sky Sports Radio would ask us not to be here.
Mm.
And if I was a CEO or people that are in prominent positions... would be asked not to be there, and yes, you'd be dirty, especially if you like in Jack's situation where, you know, maintaining innocence, etc.
Yes.
But I don't know. I just look at that and go, well.
So you think the NRL were well within their rights to stand down a player?
Well, I don't think it needs to be the NRL. I think it needs to be the Dragons and Jack that sit down and go, right, this is not great. Mate, you're still going to get paid. You're still allowed to train with us, etc., or have your training, you know, so you're not going to be unfit, but you can't put a jumper on. You can't do your job until this is cleared.
Are you worried about the presumption of innocence for the player?
No, because the Dragons would come out and obviously offer their support and say, look, you know, and I think that he's still a part of the club. He's still a part of the team. He's just not going out there and running on a Friday night.
All right. Difference of opinion there. 1353-53, the open line number. We'll get your thoughts on that. We've had the Penrith Panthers scandals throughout the course of the week. And we know that Laurie Daly was heavily involved in that during the course of the week. And there was, you know, widespread backlash from everyone at Penrith over the comments that Laurie made. In saying that... If the allegations are true, in that there was the WhatsApp group that, in the end, started to foster a situation where the more and more base things were done as in a competitive environment, then that's a real problem. That is a real problem, and I'm sure everyone at Penrith, and we know the people there, we know Phil Gould, we know Brian Fletcher, we know these people, they would be distressed. Because some of the vision that I've seen this year is disturbing, this week. It's disturbing. Mm. Completely unacceptable. Not illegal, but very, very distasteful. And I think that's what we all have to keep in mind. So that's Tyrone May stood down.
Just on the Laurie comments.
Yes.
And obviously, full disclosure, as you know, I'm a member of that team on that program.
Yes.
The only thing I was disappointed about was that Laurie's comments... were portrayed as if he was talking about the suburb of Penrith. And anyone that heard what he had to say on the matter would surely know he was talking about the Penrith Panthers.
Yeah.
So I thought that was disappointing that the whole suburb got dragged into it, not by Laurie, but by people... defending the Panthers, wanted to bring the whole suburb into it. And also, too, the fact that Laurie was talking as a father and loves his children, as any father does.
Mm.
And, I mean, he's employed to have an opinion. He had that opinion. But it was... And he clarified, obviously, but, yeah, it was just disappointing that instead of, you know, that the whole suburb thing was brought into it. No, this is an attack on Penrith, is it? No, it wasn't.
No. That was a stretch.
Yeah,
that was a stretch. 1353-53, the open line number. The Autumn Sun. Have you seen anything like it ever?
Yeah, there's a good mayor called...
No, but
no,
he doesn't win like... The Autumn Sun, 200 metres out, just can't win.
No, it was unbelievable. It was dominant. He proved that he's the best three-year-old in the land. He wouldn't beat her. He wouldn't beat Winx.
Right.
no, playing devil's advocate here, they yes. went very, very hard. So it was entitled for something
right.
to bring up. He actually didn't run the fastest 600 of the race. The horse actually behind him in the China Horse Club colours, Madison County, who we'll talk about later in the program, and has actually been backed in the Doncaster markets from $51 to $15. It actually ran a quicker 600.
Right.
So mathematics, they flew in front. Was very good run, fundamentalist. Wherever fundamentalist goes, I'd be following, whether a Doncaster, a Coolmore, etc. But he is the star of the show.
Mm.
But she would give him Wimber. No, she would, and that's just how it is. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, she's the best we've ever seen.
Looking at the TJ Smith Stakes, Red Zell, narrow loss yesterday, outstanding from Ball of Muscle, Trapeze Artist, both $6 for the TJ Smith. Osborne Balls, what a flashing finish that was.
Yeah.
Huey Bowman doesn't ride Elise. And we've had confirmation today, Huey not riding today either. So just to clarify that as well, we'll talk about that a little bit later as well. What's Trapeze Artist worth now?
Oh, well, if they say that $40 million for the Autumn Sun, he'd have to be up in the 20s and 30s maybe. Trapeze Artist.
Just 20s. You've added 10 straight away. 20s and 30s.
It was brilliant. That was a race, though. Again, see, it's tactics with all these races.
Come here and potted everyone.
No, I'm not potting, but I'm just saying, you know, he got away with murder in front.
Right.
Like, he's walked.
Yes.
I think we can really start to question Kemantari.
Yes.
I think that Kemantari is... I don't like using the word myth, but he's had plenty of chances, and he's just obviously not up to them in this field.
13:53:53. Just before we go to a break, breaking news this morning too, in that panel operator Hamish has finally got a talk topic over the line, which is so emotional for him. Well done, Hamish. But during the course of the week, Dean Lester, we understand $8,000 to spend time in inverted commas with Kobe Bryant.
How good's Dean Lester travelling, by the way? Just
right,
8 grand.
So what we understand is it's a photo, it's a handshake, it's a few words, it's 45 to 50 seconds, we reckon. Eight large.
No.
Eight large. So the question this morning is, and by the way, we've got the Winx book and the Wingman beer to give away for the best contribution on this one. Who would you give up $8,000? We're presuming there's no GST added to that, are we? The $8,000 to give up to spend a bit of time with David.
I honestly said to off air before, no one. What, 45 seconds is $8,000, please.
Just presume you're flying.
But think about what you can do with $8,000. So let's say if he was a Kobe fan,
yeah,
wouldn't you want to get on the plane and go over to LA, go to Staples Centre? Sure, you mightn't meet him, but you might see. You know,
you won't watch him play.
Yeah, but $8,000 to hear him. Probably say the old, you know, you've got to follow your dreams and, like, you know.
All right, Hamish, panel operator Hamish, finally gets a talk topic over the line.
Oh.
You've potted Kemantari, you've potted Trapeze Artist, you've potted the Autumn Sun, and now you're potting Hamish and his talk topic.
Well, I think, I'll start calling. Are you working for the Penrith Panthers, stretching the truth?
Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali.
45 seconds.
Ray would agree with that. Muhammad Ali.
What, did you shake his hand, have a photo?
Yeah, but you get to hear him speak and everything.
Yeah, gee, that's a lot of money, Jimmy.
It's a long 3 hours we've got ahead of us, ladies and gentlemen. 13:53:53 is the open line number. We'll go to a break, and after the break, we'll try and come back, and hopefully Dave will say something positive about someone.
Punters Postmortem
on Sky Sports Radio is the best way to reflect on all the weekend's racing. With analysis from Ron Duffercy and Dean Lester, plus your calls. Sydney Radio's longest running program, Punters Postmortem, Monday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
Nova Employment has been matching businesses to staff with ability for over 28 years and have an unbeatable track record of success. Nova can assist businesses of all sizes.
I'm Peter from Patterson's Patisserie. We've hired an apprentice baker from Nova Employment. His hard work and dedication has made him a great addition to our business. I'd recommend other employers focus on ability.
Recruiting? Choose Nova Employment, Sydney's premier disability employment service. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
TK Laws from the Big Sports Breakfast. discussion.
Visit our Big Sports Breakfast Facebook and Twitter page every Thursday and Sunday from 3 p.m. and vote from a list of trending sport and racing topics.
The ball's in your court.
Friday nights have come alive at Winnie Park with the brand new Friday Night Lightning Series. The Big Dash of the Dogs will feature the fastest greyhounds around, whilst we party at the park with Sydney's coolest DJs. Grab your mates and get down to the Dogs at Wentworth Park this Friday from 5 p.m. and ride the mechanical bull, belt out the national anthem, and take a splash in the lightning hot tub. Friday Night Lightning is the hottest ticket in town. Entry is just $5 at the gate. This is an event you don't want to miss. Head to the Friday Night Lightning Facebook page for more info, and we'll see you at the Dogs.
Valentiano's in front. She was left in front a long way out from home. Princess Posh is coming with Invincible Gem. Savatiano needs the line. Princess Posh dives. Got it, I think. I reckon Princess Posh might have nabbed Savatiano on the peg.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're tuned to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, welcome back to the weekend BSB. And Savatiano there, it was home, Jimmy, in that Newcastle Newmarket on Friday. But two good Princess Posh, Aussie Bloodstock, and Chris Lees, who had a relatively big weekend. They had some nice performances from a few of their horses, and we've had plenty of good performances. We're going to roll through some replays here, and we're going to start with race number 4 yesterday at Randwick, the Todman Stakes, and Is This Horse a Beauty?
Yes, starting a run on the bend from War Baron, and Spring Loaded is the last one. Well into the straight now, and Bellevue Hill revved up, leads by a neck or so on Bivouac. Yes, is letting go with a big run on the outside. It beat off Strasbourg and Dubious back to the rails. Yes, sustains the run, moving up to Bellevue Hill. Yes, draws about a neck in front, edging away in the Todman. Yes, off to the slipper, goes on to beat Bellevue Hill in third Dubious.
Off to the slipper, Darren. Equal favourite with Tenley at $6. Yes. Microphone at $8. Dubious, Exhilarates, Loving Gabby, and Liar all at $11. And the SMS comes in here. Yes. City Ford says yes more often. That used to be the song at the Sydney Football Stadium in the 1990s. Step aside, Flindell, and let Jimmy Smith call the slipper. That won't be happening. He's a great caller, and I'm not. Hope you boys saw the trial at Canterbury and had a nibble at the 25-1. This is a serious pony, boys. Just quietly, that's from Herb.
Very serious pony. We've moved on to the 5th, and we spoke about Trapeze Artist. Well, he found himself in front yesterday, and I tell you what, they didn't want to take him on, and you can't do that with good horses.
Being ridden stone cold at the rear, racing to the home turn down. Trapeze Artist ups the ante here and scoots 3 in front of Prompt Response, Cool Passion. Then came Shoals, Kemantari revved up. Brutal gives away a big start. Pirata still last of the furlong. Trapeze Artist nicely clear. Prompt Response and Shoals starting to bite into the margin. He's got a good lead though at the 100. Trapeze Artist 2 lengths clear from Shoals. And Trapeze Artist a lead all the way at the Canterbury Stakes. Trapeze Artist by 2 to Shoals. Prompt Response 3.
There we go, Trapeze Artist. There.
I just wanted to see it here.
Race 6, yeah, there you go. You, some soft sectionals you're saying there.
Yeah, well,
unimpressive.
No. He was very impressive, Trapeze Artist, but everyone else in that race, I don't know what they were doing. They just let Blake get away with murder in front, and good on him, because he is a very serious horse, and you can't let horses like that just get away with murder, because they'll just win.
You're spot on, Stanley. There were half a dozen suspect rides in the Canterbury Stakes. Any stewards in sampling? That's from Felix. Good on you, Felix. Appreciate that one. Now, David, what's next?
Well, let's go back to race 5 here. And Ball of Muscle, what a marvel this horse is from Warwick Farm.
Point of the turn, Ball of Muscle, Jungle Edge. Pulling out now is Esther Jarb, and Redzel's coming right down the outside. Ball of Muscle at the 300, 2 lengths clear from Redzel, being stoked up, getting past Esther Jarb, and then came Viridine. Ball of Muscle at the 150 in front. Redzel inch by inch is getting there. Ball of Muscle ahead in front to Redzel. Redzel going to Ball of Muscle. It's going to be close. Oh, very close. Nothing in this. Ball of Muscle refused to sit down. Redzel joined him, and it's desperately close here.
Close. So, Ball of Muscle, the rising 9-year-old, is done it again for Joe Pryor. We're going to speak to Joe a little bit later on in the program, but good return. Redzel, too. P&P Snowden couldn't be unhappy with that.
No, it wouldn't be. And it was Esther Jarb, really, because Esther Jarb comes out Abdullah had to make his move, and then Kieran did also. And I reckon if Kieran had his time again, he wouldn't have wanted. His hand was forced by Abdullah, but he just had to get that going a bit early on Redzel, and well done, Ball of Muscle.
We'll speak to Kieran McAvoy later on in the program. He'll be our China Doll feature interview for the day.
The Autumn Sun, this is a serious, serious horse.
McAvoy hard at work at the Autumn Sun, at least 10 off the lead as they straighten up. Miss Fabulous has had her fun, and Fundamentalist and Vega Day storm to the front now at the 250. Five clear from Nikita Jane, the Autumn Sun. Boy, you'll have to be good to win from there. It's Fundamentalist in front from Vega Day's Nikita Jane. The Autumn Sun is lifting late. Fundamentalist in front. The Autumn Sun's really surging. The outside, yes. Oh, what a super win. The Autumn Sun got up to beat Fundamentalist. Nikita Jane third.
Well, the call was he'd have to be special to win from there. He was, and he did. Now $1.80 for the Rose Hill Guineas.
Yeah, he'll just keep going and going and going. And I hope they go to Europe. I hope they end up in Europe at Royal Ascot. His mother's side, her breeding is all through Europe. So
right.
From a stallion point of view, I mean, he's already worth $40 million. This is what Tony Brassel was saying yesterday. $40 million for the Autumn Sun and value. If he goes over there and wins, he could be worth $80 million. Imagine that. Geez, I'd be sleeping out the back in the stable and he could sleep in the master bedroom.
You'd pay $8,000 to speak to someone then if you own Autumn Sun.
I thought you were going to say pay $8,000 to talk to the Autumn Sun. Get some tips. Now we go to Melbourne. The new market. Great to see a capacity field or a near capacity field. 23 runners down the Flemington Straight.
Wado under the whip, further back Brave Smash, Osborne Bulls with a lot to do. Graff moving up to Sunlight at the clock tower. Sunlight kicks from Graff, followed by Brave Smash in her time, Santa Ana Lane. Still Sunlight with 100 metres to go from Graff. Brave Smash, Osborne Bulls late. It's too late. Sunlight won the new market. Won it by a length. Photo second, Brave Smash or Osborne Bulls. Photo four.
Yeah, so there was the win, and we are wondering about Sunlight.
She's brilliant.
$11 now. For the TJ Smith, if you look at the favourites there, Redzel Trapeze Artist at $6, Osborne Bulls, what was a flashing finish.
It was a flashing run. A lot of people they wanted to get stuck into Hugh Bowman, but I don't, obviously, he was always going to be in that position. It was a capacity field, and that's the way the horse races. And
yeah, sure.
It was just a marvellous run.
Elise, $15 there for that TJ Smith, and that's in just over a month's time.
Yep. And then the Tab Australian Cup. Now, Avilius was all the rage, 160. And I tell you what, at the top of the straight, punters thought, here we go, this wins by five, and then it just stopped.
Zed El Mandan, next ace high, Shillelagh down the centre from Sosi Bond. Trap for Fools went for home at the 300. Avilius carving through them is a real threat. Then Harlem ace high, Shillelagh down the outer at the clock tower. It is Trap for Fools, Avilius, Harlem, Shillelagh from ace high. Avilius has a fight. It's just on the outside, Shillelagh and Harlem. Shillelagh, Harlem, stride for stride. Harlem's going to win it again. Harlem's beaten Shillelagh in a photo. Trap for Fools or Sosi Bond for third.
$36.50. Thanks very much for Harlem going back to back. Hayes, Dabenig, and Jamie Carr.
Brilliant. First Group One.
Yeah. Congratulations to her. So great to see that. Excellent Australian Cup and a good meeting down there at Flemington as well. 1353.53 is the open line number. One of the really strong talking points coming out of the racing yesterday was the performance of Trapeze Artist. And the trainer, Gerald Ryan, has been good enough to join us on the line this morning. G'day, Gerald.
Yeah, good morning, boys.
Congratulations on the win. Have we got an update of how Trapeze Artist has pulled up this morning?
Pulled up terrific. He pulled up really well. He bright and well, and he left double hands full of feed, which is normally he leaves half a feed, but he didn't last night.
That's brilliant.
But he pulled up really well, yeah.
Were you surprised by how the race just unfolded? They just let him get away with murder, and he's a top-class horse, and he was just going to win that race a long way out, wasn't he?
Yeah, I was surprised. When he fell through, come out, it sort of... prior to that, I thought it might be 1-1 or back off foul swoop. But when he come out, it just changed the race completely. And, no, there's only perhaps... Hawks' horse, if he'd jumped clean, then he was going to go forward and feel passion, perhaps. But anyway, out there, the idea I'd just come out and let him find his feet and travel the first 600 metres and then just riding, what, you know, how the race is unfolding. Well, sort of start to unfold at the 1,000 metre mark. So, knew there was not going to be a lot of pressure, a lot of pace on. So, Blake just let him get in a rhythm and use his stride.
Mm. There was a lot of emotion around with yesterday, too, Gerald, with Blake Sheehan and riding for Ty Anglin. And I think all the jockeys were involved in that. For the Canterbury Stakes, and then of course Bert Vieira, the owner, has had challenges with his family over the last little bit of time as well. Is it hard to divorce yourself from that and just, you know, concentrate on what you've got to do to get the horse right?
Well, you know, I didn't realise Ty and Aaron was there until just stone the mountain yard for the race.
Right.
And young Blake, my son, pointed to the jockey's breeches and said, "Oh, Ty's in there." And then Bert found out that Ty was in there, so he went in and saw him. And but you know, it was too late to change anything heading in the race then, you know, they were going out on the track. But you know, it had all been done, and it was great to see Ty and Aaron there, and they're very popular. And no, it was good, you know, it was terrific, you know, because Ty loves the horse. And he's a great supporter of his, isn't it?
You've had plenty of good ones, Gerald. How does this bloke compare with some of them? He's got to be up there with some of the best you've had.
Oh, he is. I've never, it's the first horse I've ever won four group one with. He's done it like, we never missed him as a two-year-old. He ran in the Black Opal, the Golden Slip and the Sires, and he ran in the, he hadn't shied away from running against the best around, and he just may be a better autumn horse, even though he did in the Golden Rose pretty good, and he you know, he raced well in the spring. He struck work tracks, and you know, people say long time since he's won and all that, but he's only had four starts without a win, and they're in group races in the Everest, so I think they jumped the bandwagon pretty quick. And the way he races and puts himself up in the speed or near the speed, and he's better when they run along, and it's a solid run ready race. He never has an easy run. He has a tough run all the time, so he's up there. You know, he's a great natured horse. He's easy to have around the place. He doesn't cause any concern for anything, and yeah, because he's up there from the best, if not the best I've had, you know.
Yeah, right. How long are you going to have him for? That's the other question too. I think 8 months ago we were talking about this in the lead up to the Everest. He's currently a $6 equal favourite with Red Zell for the TJ, but what about after that, Gerald? Has Bert given you any indication of what he might do?
He would. We're going to take race by race, but he will have his stage of TJ Smith and then the All Age.
Yes.
And then that will probably be it for in Australia with him.
Right.
If he goes to Ascot, he's been inoculated and all that, but nothing's been set in concrete about Ascot yet, and we're just going to stay in Sydney and see how we get on.
All right. One quick question for you, Gerald. Villamy, I want to ask you about this one. A two-year-old, you stepped out at Rose Hill recently. This one's very smart, isn't it? We should be following it.
Yeah, she's nice, Philly. She goes really well. She'll run next Saturday here in the Magic Night, and then probably go to the Arrowfield. If she qualifies, if she won next Saturday, she'd qualify for the slipper, but very, very doubtful about going there. I think Toy Show had won the slipper after 31 days from her first start. I think Masque was 35 days from her first start. This filly be 26, and I don't think we'll go there. I think she'll be a better three-year-old, and we'll just give her the Magic Knight in the Arrowfield and then give her a spell.
Best two-year-old you've got, would that be it?
At the moment, yes.
Yep.
Best two-year-old in work, yeah.
Yeah, cool. All right.
And always has been right from the word go from when she's broken in month after the Magic Me in sales. Greg Bennett broke her in up there at Canunda, and he put a big rap on her when he broke her in, and she's never done anything to change his anyone's opinion of, really.
Yeah, fantastic. Well done yesterday, Gerald. Congratulations, as we said. A lot of emotion around that. Excellent performance from trapeze artists, and who knows what the future holds. Appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, no worries. Thanks, boys. Thanks,
Gerald Ryan there, trainer of trapeze artists. Great to have him on the program. Lots of people having their say about what they do with their $8,000, who they'd spend it with. Dave Stanley gets a mention. Jim, given Dave's track record, he could turn 8K into 1K in under 60 seconds. Cheers, Dave from Wattlegrove. Interesting.
Dear, oh dear. You can do a lot of money with 8,000. That's a lot of money to spend on getting a photo with someone.
Hey, boys, being a golf tragic, I'd love to spend some time with Ben Hogan. Cheers, that's from Matt. And this one, g'day, you didn't specify a sports person, but Elvis Presley, for me, would be worth 8K. I could use my China doll voucher to shout dinner. That's from Michelle from Dubbo. That's very good.
That is good.
Very good.
What about Tiger? Now I'm more thinking about it. Tiger, you'd want someone with some stories.
Give him your stories. He'd love
them. No, you just want to absorb the story. Like, people would say Warnie and that, but, you know, you wouldn't. Half those stories you've already heard. You know, you go to luncheons and whatnot. You'd have to get someone real obscure that doesn't, you know.
You're coming around to it. All right, we'll take a break and we'll try and finally get an answer out of you. After the break, Jason Riles, Melbourne Storm.
Sky Sports Radio has your perfect start to a winning day. Racing HQ is the complete package of all the day's vital racing information.
She'll get a lovely run just in behind the speed.
She's got a win in her very soon.
From 10, we'll preview the major New South Wales meet. And you'll hear from all the newsmakers, trainers, jockeys and owners. Racing HQ is required listening every morning on Sky Sports Radio.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1-300-107-155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Attention ladies, Dynamic Syndications with Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott proudly offer this ladies-only ownership syndicate. Bred to be early and quick, we have a superb cult to aim at the rich Magic Millions women's bonus. By Exceed in Excel, the speed machine is the world's best two-year-old sire. From Everidge, she was a two-year-old stakes winner and won three races at two. At only $8,750 a share, sorry lads, this is just for the ladies. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 33-6808.
Aquasy Legends up and gone inside the 200 metres, and the Boom three-year-old in the Les Bridgeyard is set for another massive win here today. This is Annihilation going up against the older horses, wins it by 5 lengths to level 8.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. 1353-53 is the open line number, and we have got a lot of people wanting to have their say here about what they would do with their 8K, David. Hey, right. Boys, if I could spend 8 large to speak to someone, it would be the 86 Parramatta side that last won the comp. Cheers, Gibbo from Bathurst. There you go. Jimmy, if I had a spare $8,000, I'd spending some time with Dave Stanley. It would probably get me about a month. And I could have a red hot go at making my money back with all those great tips Dave would give me in that time. That's from Tom.
What about this one? Morning, boys. I actually heard Dino yesterday say the seats were worth $3,000. So what's doing here, Jimmy? Well, you've bumped it up to $5,000. Because we've got here that the seats were worth $3,000, and then it goes on to
say,
yeah,
but you got the photo and the handshake and all that.
It's worth $5,000. Yeah. It's worth $5,000, righto. Hope Dave doesn't tip anything today, as you'd have to be the worst tipster I've heard on the station. Davey sends that in. I'm texting myself.
From Kenawindra. So there you go. Good on you, Davey. We do appreciate all feedback on this program. 1353-53, the open line number. Well, it was an incredible performance yesterday. As we said, the rising nine-year-old was excellent for a stable that would have been very excited at his win. Ball of muscle, and Joe Pride has been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Congratulations on that win. Is that right, the 900th win for you?
Someone posted that. Could yeah. Look, I'm assuming it's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations. It's
beautiful.
Significant milestone and also a significant win. That's just something the yard can be proud of. The performance of Ball of Muscle yesterday.
Yeah. Sure. Look, he's a horse who's raced well now for a number of seasons, and it's rare to see in Sydney racing horses last this long and have this kind of longevity. But he's a really special horse, and that's great to get him in the winner's circle again so quickly this preparation.
Joe, three trials leading into this one yesterday, so you had him rock hard fit and
just the two,
but he was really wound up yesterday to perform like he did, and he didn't shirk at the task at all, did he?
No, he didn't. He's a horse who races well right throughout his preparation. There's improvement to come with him. Left a little bit there, but yesterday he was extremely brave, because he could make an excuse and say that Red Zell didn't had to go quite wide around the bend, but we did all the work as well. So and I thought at the 200 metres, if you froze the race, he was probably long odds on to grab us, Red Zell, but he wasn't able to reel us in. So
if you say there's improvement in him, what is next on the calendar for Ball of Muscle, Joe?
Yeah, look, probably looking at running him in the Galaxy. Hasn't always been his favourite track, Rose Hill, but there have been circumstances when we've been there in the past why he hasn't been able to perform. So sort of going there with a horse that's in career best form, and just really pleased with the way he's pulled up this morning. He's in great order, so very much looking forward to his next start, and if were to go well there, he could take his place in the TJ Smith.
And he's had his injury concerns. Give us an understanding of what that was, Joe, and just whether you were confident you could get him back to the races.
Yeah, just his feet. Look, he did have a bleed at the end of last preparation, which was another concern for us. But it's mainly been his feet. Which has been a common theme with all three brothers, Terra Vista, Tiger T's, and Ball of Muscle. Their feet and management of them, and careful management of them from my farrier and my team here at home, make sure that they get to the races in the best order they can. So he went winless for probably close enough to a couple of years, Ball of Muscle, and that's something we saw with Terra Vista and Tiger T's as well. They had this period in their careers where they weren't able to win, but all thankfully have made comebacks and Johnny Farnham style and just driven back to the top.
Would you take him to Brisbane? Would you keep him up for and maybe head there in the winter?
Yeah, look, wouldn't rule it out. There's a lot of options, so we just got to sort of carefully consider that. With a horse his age, you sort of can't get too far ahead of yourself, but just sort of want to bask in the glory of yesterday for a little bit longer and just take, real cliche, we just take one run at a time, and those options aren't going anywhere. They're there if needed, and we've got a horse that's going well, and that's the most important ingredient in all of this.
All right, now, had a look at your runners coming up. What about this three-year-old first starter you've got? Just for our listeners that are looking for a little punt this week, will you start County Tipperary this week?
No, County Tipperary will be scratched, but I'll run the other horse in the same race, is that?
Okay.
He's a sepoy horse who, again, is on debut. If you watch his trials, they're probably only fair, but I think the horse is constantly or continues to improve, and I would think he would run a pretty positive race on debut.
Okay, all right, we'll have to keep that in the black book. And where will you go with County Tipperary? Because you've been trialling him, he's been sort of at the trials a number of times, and it looks to go all right.
Yeah, look, he's a brother to the new Tipperary, and just sort of waiting for the right opportunity. And he most likely go to either Goulburn Thursday or Gosford on Saturday.
Okay. Write that down, Jimmy. Follow that horse.
All right, there we go. Write that one down. Footy starts Thursday. You ready to go Friday?
Definitely. Right. Yeah, now looking forward to taking on the Chooks, and as usual, they've stolen a player or two from us. But we'll just get by, Jimmy. Don't worry about it.
Nah, they'll be all right.
In that position yourself.
Yeah, they'll be all right. $9 they are, the Rabbits, to win the comp. When they get GI back, the new coach there, who knows? It's going to be another good season. Congratulations, Joe, yesterday. Great to see Ball of Muscle. And there was a bit of emotion from you. I saw the interview after the race. A bit of emotion from you on that one.
Yeah, well, look, the last time he turned out in public, I sort of watched him trial really well. And he walked back towards me and, unfortunately, had a bleed and sort of a bit of a roller coaster in this game. And,
sure.
Old horses like this, you become quite attached to them. He's not a fleeting champion. Some of these young horses we see come and go. These horses are around a long time. As I say, you form a real bond with them to see him
perform and beat Red Gull yesterday was pretty special.
No, completely understandable. Congratulations, mate. Well done on that, and great to speak this morning.
Thanks very much, guys.
Joe Pride there. He is the trainer, of course, of Ball of Muscle. That was an excellent performance from the horse yesterday.
Here comes the siren.
Champions last year in 2018, the Sydney Roosters, the Melbourne Storm, not getting it done on grand final night. They start the season Thursday with a huge clash against the Broncos at home. One of their keys for the year is going to be their assistant coach, Jason Rolls. He's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Jace.
Morning, Jimmy. How are you?
Yeah, really well. The season is upon us. Melbourne Storm, we know, are always ready for that. Are they ready for a season without the little number one? And the impact of the loss of Billy Slater, mate?
Yeah, no, it's obviously a little bit different around training. Haven't Bill not involved in it, but he's been around quite a bit. He's one of our, I suppose you call it a consultant, but he's around a little bit more than a consultant would be. So he's been helping out our younger guys, especially in those, in the fullback position and also our key positions as well. So he certainly had a presence around the place, but goes without saying, he'll certainly be a big loss for us.
Jace, it's Dave Stanley here, mate. Good morning to you. Mate, how has the off-season been? I mean, you've obviously been with the organisation. You're going on previous off-seasons. What's the vibe?
We've got a lot of younger guys, obviously. We've got a younger crew. So, there's certainly some opportunities there for those younger guys coming through. And they've been up and about. The last sort of 3 months, it's been pretty bit of a grind for them. So I think they're just seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, and they're getting ready to play on Thursday night. So they're in today for our first day of prep for that game. And when we left them 3 days ago, they've had 3 days off leading into today. So they've been they've been pretty excited about getting into this week.
How's Cameron Smith been? It's just incredible. He's lining up again for another season. At some stage this year, he will most probably play 400 games, which is just incomprehensible. Add to that all his representative games. Have you noted a change in him? Does he go about his work in much the same fashion, Jace?
No, he goes about his work pretty similar, like in the same fashion, like you said. But it's I don't want to go too early, but it's about as fit as I've seen him for a couple of years. He's had a real good block of training leading into this week, and he's come back after Christmas because we had that extended time. I think it's an extra week. The competition starts a little bit later. It was a real benefit for him. So he hasn't missed too many sessions at all, and when he does miss them, it's kind of us pulling him out of them just to protect him a little bit. So he's got a lot of work in. He's done a lot of work with our young halves and our Jerome Hughes and Scott Drinkwater playing fullback, and he's in as good a shape as he's been, especially for the amount of games that he's played. So it's looking forward to seeing how he plays.
What's the plan around using him and like someone like Brandon Smith is an exceptional talent, just probably doesn't get on the field a lot because you've got someone like Cameron Smith there. Is there a chance that Smith could officially go into a first receiver, second receiver type position?
Possibly. It's something that we've certainly worked on, but it's we don't know when we're going to do it. So, it's one of those options that having Cameron and Brandon there that is up to. So we'll just wait and see, but we'll just get the first part of the season out of the way, and then we'll just see if we can get a combination going there.
Jason, I've got to ask you, mate. We see the coach's box on the coverage throughout the season, and we see if there's a mistake or a penalty or something doing that Bellamy, Craig, just goes off his tree. Is he? What are the sprays like around the joint? Is he the best spray you've ever seen?
He's up there. But in the box, we're not sure who that is. It's Craig's alter ego, I think, or his mate that goes up there. But that's completely opposite the way he's day-to-day. So he's obviously been here for a long time, and he manages everyone in and around the place very well. And obviously he does have that up his sleeve if he does need it. But, when he goes up in the box, he's a completely different beast. So
What's the process with you blokes? Because obviously you've got a big team in the box. I mean, do you all get them beforehand and say, look, if he goes off, you're the first bloke that's got to talk to him? Or how does it work?
I'm a freshie up there this year, so I'm normally on the sideline copying it and filtering it. So I've had two games up there already this year, and stay calm, because if you go off, then all of a sudden you'll go off even go to another level. So just try and remain calm and just get the decipher the message that he's trying to get out down there.
Jason, Cameron Smith mentioned during the course of the week, given what happened at the Cronulla Sharks with their salary cap scandal, he said, well, why don't the NRL give back the 2007-2009 premierships? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, look, Jimmy, I don't know enough about it to have an educated comment on it, but it does seem quite harsh what they did, and it was very reactive what they did a long time ago. So as opposed to how thorough they've been with the latest investigation, but I guess that's one thing that they've probably learned from that first one. So the first big one that they did have. So I'll leave that to Smithy and the guys a bit smarter than me to work that out.
What about your own progression? Adam O'Brien not there. You're now up in the box, as you've told us. I think last time we spoke, we were talking about thoughts on being an NRL coach in the future. You still hold those dreams?
Probably one day, obviously. But at the same time, I'm in a pretty good spot in regards to the organisation that I work for in the Storm, and I work for a pretty handy coach. So I'm just learning as much as I can at the moment. And obviously, that's and I think everyone that comes in and plays footy, they want to play first grade, and everyone that comes into coaching, I think most of them want to eventually progress to that senior coaching role. So obviously that's a goal of mine in the future.
Mm. Drinkwater fullback round one?
Not with a torn pec, Jimmy. So he's got 4 months. He's just had surgery the other day, so he's recovering from that. So there'd be Jerome Hughes, I'd imagine, will start there.
Yeah, okay. All right, there's a loss. Jerome's a very good player, but Drinkwater was playing well.
Yeah, he had a very strong pre-season, so it was very disappointing for him.
Yeah.
Got a tough way to kick off the year. I mean, you've got Brisbane, who they'll be up and about. Obviously, Siebes up there now, and a good young team as well, and a lot of expectation in that part of the world that they'll perform. So, I mean, have you been... obviously, you'll be looking at the tapes and starting to analyse them as the game approaches, but that's not an easy way to start, is it?
No, it isn't, especially with a new coach and it's a fairly different way they're playing this year and the game plan and that sort of thing under Steve. So at the same time as well, it's fairly similar to how we play as well. Coming down here, so he's certainly a very smart coach, and he's going to take a little bit of time up there with those guys, but he's certainly got an extremely talented squad moving forward. So tough way to start the year in regards to preparation, but we'll just see. We do our best that we can, and play as well as we can on Thursday night.
Mm. Yeah, it's a huge start to the season. Very important for both clubs. Different storylines, but fascinating nonetheless. Jase, appreciate your time this morning. Good luck with our first game on Thursday.
No dramas. Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, mate.
There he is, Jason Rolls, assistant coach to the Melbourne Storm. Certainly a guy on the rise there from a career point of view. And here's a loss, Scott Drinkwater. Jerome Hughes at the back. Brady Croft will be in the halves.
You're
Cameron
very keen
Munster
on the
there.
Broncos, aren't you?
I can't believe they're $2.40. I just cannot believe they're $2.40. I think there we had Jason Rolls acknowledge that Anthony Seibold is going to change the way the Broncos play.
Yep.
I think their physical preparation would have been very different, and the fact that they are $2.40, I know it's a tough trip to go down there to the Melbourne Storm, but there's no Billy Slater.
And 3.5 start. So they get a 3.5 start, the Broncos, in their head-to-head match.
Yeah, there you go. 13-53-53, the open line number. Anna Kournikova is getting a bit of a mention here, but we'll go past that. $8,000 to chat to Dean Lester to pick his brain. That's from Peter. So he's flipping it around. He's flipping it around. So there you go. I wouldn't want to eat at a buffet with Dave Sand. Well, that's...
Yeah, what about that? Well, I've gone off buffets. Well, there's no variety anymore. It's the same old stuff. That's a good tip. Stay away from the buffets. Get to your local cafes instead.
Hello, boys. Love the show. I would spend the $8,000 to spend time with the Rugby League Immortals. That's Rob from Newcastle. Good on you, Rob. We do appreciate that.
Do you reckon this talk topic of Hamish's is falling flat?
No, I think it's been fantastic. Hang on. You're the only one it's fallen flat with. First of all, you refuse to give up who you would spend the 8,000 with.
Well, it's made me think.
You poo-pooed it, much like you poo-pooed.
I didn't
trapeze artist.
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Kementari, you described as a myth.
I poo-pooed Kementari. Mate, it's a money muncher.
And it is.
And the autumn sun,
you said Winks would give it Winburn.
And I think that's fine. You're telling me that Winks wouldn't give the autumn sun Winburn?
No, I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is...
That's not poo-poo. I've said a champion's going to beat him.
The $50 million horse gets flogged by...
But that's not poo-pooing him.
Right. Well, all right. Well, take Winks out of the equation. How do you describe the autumn sun?
Probably the best horse in the country. Over classic distances.
Okay. There you go.
Tony Brassel got me on
that. Look at your body language, too. You've got the arms crossed. You've got very negative body language.
No, but I mean, look, well, I wasn't poo-pooing Trapeze Artist either.
Okay.
I just said he got a great time in front.
Because you didn't mention it to Gerald Weiner when we spoke to him.
Mate, I was poo-pooing the tactics of a few of the others.
Right.
They just let Trapeze Artist get away with murder. But good on Trapeze Artist and good on Blake Shin for showing some initiative.
Yeah, all right. There we go. We do appreciate that. Right now we've got the scratchings around New South Wales and we have two meetings. And the first of them is at Tamworth. And we have Takeout in race one and number six in Fiore. And race one, number six. Race two, number 10, Diplomatic Grace. Race three, number four, Gaffer. Number seven, Milcene. And number 14, Miss Bojangles. That's race three, number four, seven, and 14. Race four, Takeout. Number four, King Mombasa. Number five, Such a Hussy. And number nine, Under Pressure. Race four, that's four, five, and nine. Race five, Takeout. Six, Dakiri Lass. 8, Future Road, 12, Mystic Splendor, 14, Smart Move, and the emergency 15, Under Pressure. That's in race 5, 6, 8, 12, 14, 15. In race 6, take out number 4, Humboldt, number 6, Cash Factor, and number 13, Philisette. That's race 6, number 4, 6, and 13. Race 7, take out number 3, Cosmic Engine, number 12, Star Boy, and the emergencies, number 17, Burning Crown, and 18, Majestic Padrill. So that's race 7, 3, 12, 17, and 18. And in race 8, take out number 13, Guided, and also number 15, Clipperholic. That's race 8, number 13 and 15. That's the scratchings for Tamworth today. For Canberra, we've got racing today, a big meeting as well. We might speak to Glenn Munsey about that a little bit later. Race 1 is clear. Race 2... Take out number 4, Toots, and number 13, High Street. Race 2, number 4 and 13. Race 3, take out number 1, Guard of Honour. That's race 3, number 1. And race 4, take out number 3, Salsa Man, and number 6, Etana. Race 4, number 3 and 6. Race 5, take out number 3, Don't Give a Damn. Number 4, Insensata. Number 5, Brazen. Number 14, La Bière Choisie. And number 16, Teata. That's race 5, number 3, 4, 5, 14, and 16. Race 6, take out number 5, Emperor's Way. And number 18, the emergency, Balenza. So race 6, number 5, and 18. Race 7, we'll get there eventually, Doug. Race 7, number 1, Hightail, Bivouac, number 2, Bellevue Hill, number 4, King's Champ, number 8, and 12, Way Up in the Sky. That's race 7, number 1, 2, 4, 8, and 12. And race 8, take out number 1, La Bière Choisie. Number 5, Hot Money. Number 9, Jarrett. Number 12, Cathander. Number 13, Mossy Girl. And number 17, the emergency, Teata. So race 8 in Canberra, take out number 1, 5, 9, 12, 13, and 17. Right about this time, Ray Thomas usually gives us a couple of tips. Can you help us out there, Dave?
Well, I can try, but these are the ones that punters just put a line through if you don't like them. I like this horse today, McLaren.
Right.
I backed McLaren, actually, to win the slipper early doors, and it was brilliant first up, defeating Spring Loaded over the 1100 today. With these scratchings, I think it'll just get a lovely position. We're going to speak to Kira McAvoy a little bit later on the program as well, but it gets a lovely run from three, has that sort of natural speed, and I think it can win the Black Oval today. So Canberra, race 7, number 3, McLaren. I'm going to have something on. And I'm also going to today at Tamworth.
Yes.
In the Country Championships qualifier, which is race number 7.
Yes.
I'm going to have something small on Hit the Target. Now, it's got a wide alley here. 13, Lemurgorian rides, but I just like the way this Jones horse has been ticking over. It's got to step up in grade, but I'm going to have something on at the $9 or the $8.50. Hit the Target. So race 7, number 13.
We will put that out on social media well.
Don't put that on, please.
Why not? Well, I'm not a stand, but what? You can't just...
Well, I'm not a tipster. I'm not a I'm not like a Dean Lester or a Ray Thomas.
Well, hang on. Aren't you employed to do that Monday to Friday?
No,
you give out tips?
All I'm employed to do is just tell you where the other people are betting.
Okay, all right. Well, what we're employed to do right now is to go to an ad break. We've got the news on, and then after that, we'll have a chat with Zorba. Footy's just around the corner.
Arthur Stevens, the Federal Liberal Party, set to pick a candidate to replace former Foreign Minister Julie Bishop in Curtin, its safest seat in WA. A meeting will be held in Perth today to pre-select a candidate to fill the seat held by Ms. Bishop for two decades. There are three main contenders among the five candidates: former University of Notre Dame Vice-Chancellor Celia Hammond, Foreign Affairs Specialist Aaron